everyone. My name is Rochelle Innocent, and I'm the founder and CEO of Project Purpose. Welcome to our channel. Our community is focused on fostering the intellectual and character development in children. We do this through our parent-child workshops that are focused on four themes: autonomy, self-efficacy, compassion, and self-concept, in order to cultivate grit, perseverance, and resilience in each child. And we are so thrilled to be offering one of the first of its kind digital, virtual, and continuous learning environments, enabling parents and children to connect from all around the world. At Project Purpose, our overarching mandate is to renew and rebuild family, community, and relationships. Our different social media platforms provide us with an opportunity to have discussions and to create space for all topics that relate to family, community, and relationships with ourselves as well as with others, with a primary focus on mental health and education. More precisely, the ways that the institutions of mental health and education play a role and have played a role in our societies at large. These discussions and debates provide us with an opportunity to think critically about what needs to change within these structures for us to live up to our bold slogan, support, protect, and empower each child through youth-focused development, better known as leadership in juvenescence. We recognize that in valuing our children's leadership potential, this also translates as recreating and co-creating environments, both socially and politically, that will enable our children to thrive. For those of you who are particularly keen on the topic, we also write thought pieces every other Sunday, and we actually just dropped a thought piece this past Sunday, so definitely be sure to meander over to the website and check out our online content. Now, if it is the case that you are looking for a listening alternative, well, we're available wherever podcasts are playing, and we provided you with access to a few links down below. Now, as is the convention, be sure to subscribe, hit that post notification bell so that you are aware of every time we post, and of course, if you like these conversations and you want to keep them going, like, comment, and share this segment. Let's get into it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another segment here on Project Purpose. For those of you who are new, we cover topics that relate to mental health, mental wellness, and education on a week-by-week basis. And today's topic of discussion is mental wellness. And in the conversation around mental wellness this week, I want to talk about how it is that we manage feelings of helplessness. And a lot of us will have feelings of helplessness that are learned. So these are feelings of helplessness about our own capacity and our own ability and our own working belief system about ourselves and our ability to show up in the ways that we're looking for, or our sense of helplessness about the things, people, places, and situations that we're going to encounter in life. And so I like to demarcate between these two kinds of helplessness, because I think one of them is learned, and we can unlearn the limiting beliefs that make us feel helpless by focusing on the skills, on the talents, on the gifts, and on the ways that we can show up beyond how we think or how we've been told or how we've been conditioned to believe that we can show up. And I think that oftentimes when it is the case that we're dealing with feelings of inadequacy, feelings of jealousy, feelings of envy, feelings of competition, of comparison, we're operating from a sense of limited belief in ourselves, right? And a lot of the times we don't see it as that. We don't think that our anger or being triggered and being angry about other people's success around us is rooted in a sense of learned helplessness, but it is. And so I think that even the anger, the discontentment, some of the disapproval we feel about ourselves stems from a place of learned helplessness, from a place of seeing ourselves from a very limited perspective, and then also projecting that into the world around us. So a lot of people who operate from a place of unconscious bias don't recognize that it's a double-edged sword. So when you're looking at someone and you're amazed and you're shocked at how they're showing up, because it's very different from what you expected, because you have your own script for how the people who are showing up around you are supposed to, that's also because you have a working script that you have condemned yourself to. And I say the word condemned intentionally, because a lot of the times people get triggered about those who show up differently from what they expected. If they want them to stay in a box, it's because they put themselves in a box, and because they're miserable in the box that they're in, they don't want to see other people thriving outside of a box that doesn't make them miserable, right? Because misery loves company. And I think that it's just really important that we recognize that the things that we tell ourselves is going to be a big indicator of how we show up and how it is that we connect with the people around us. And I think that it's important to recognize what's within our realm of control by ways of our our skills, by ways of our abilities or competencies or our capacity to make an impact. Maybe it's not specifically the way that you see other people showing up, but it's the way that you can, right? And I think that the more that we give ourselves permission to be beyond the box that we put ourselves in, the more that we will feel more comfortable around the other people who do the same, right? The more that we recognize that we are not the end all and know all about what success looks like, about how success translates, about the people who are going to be successful in this world, the less we'll feel affronted and triggered and angry and feel inclined to sabotage and to be destructive when people who are showing up differently from what we expected continue to thrive in that vein, right? And I think that there's just something very quintessential about authenticity is when someone shows up authentically, unapologetically, it only gives you permission to do the same, right? So rather than fight it, rather than feel angry and feel bitter and feel resentful, all of those stemming from a place of helplessness, a place of operating from your own limiting beliefs, why don't you take an opportunity to look and to check those limiting beliefs and give yourself the opportunity to show up in ways that ultimately you admire and ultimately you will like to show up in those ways as well. You can't take the gifts of other people. Those are their gifts, but you can give yourself the opportunity to focus on the gifts that you yourself have been neglecting by focusing on others. So that's my hot take there about learned helplessness. The next point I want to talk about is actual helplessness. And helplessness really is something that I would attribute to the world around us, the external to us, right? So we can't help what happens, but we can help how we respond. And so that's what I'd like to talk about when I talk about like actually dealing with feelings of helplessness is recognizing that there's only so much you can do, right? You can show up authentically, you can put your best foot forward, but what happens is what it is. And I think that it's a gift, right? And that is something else conversation that took me my entire life to come to terms with is just recognizing that as long as I'm putting my best foot forward, that I'm aligned, that I'm authentic, that I'm saying the things that I need to say to show how it is that I feel in the cases where my feelings, my thoughts, my opinions need to be heard because they're going to influence action in this world around me, I need to recognize and be very at peace with the fact that the action that is going to influence is beyond me. Right? So I can have a hope, a desire, a want for my words, my thoughts, my beliefs, my actions to influence the world in a specific way, but I have to come to terms and be at peace with the fact that the world will respond the way that it's supposed to, right? And I'm always exactly where I'm supposed to be in this life. And no matter how much I ruminate on the past and how much I think about the uncertainty of the future, things will unfold the way that they're supposed to so long as I'm aligned, right? So long as I'm focusing on being authentic, focusing on my response and my response being in alignment with how I would like to respond and how I would like to show up and not allowing myself to cower when it is the case that I feel like the pressure is on. That is how I manage through actually recognizing, well, I'm really helpless about how this is going to turn out. And I think that that's the one area that is just so daunting is like being comfortable not having any control over how it turns out. You can do everything you can within your power to have the outcome that you want, but you're going to get the outcome that is meant to take place, right? And I'm a huge believer in destiny. I'm a huge believer in fate. I think that in every situation it is what it is and that's it and that's all. And so long as I'm operating from a place of recognizing that I need to respond in alignment in every situation that I'm in, I need to make sure that I am not ever responding in a way that's not aligned to my values, responding in a way that would change the outcome in a way that I wouldn't want to be the person who influences the outcome that way. Like I always want to make sure that however things translate, I can tell myself, well, Rochelle, you spoke your truth, you put your best foot forward, you are walking in alignment with your values. So how this has unfolded is exactly the way that it was supposed to. That's even if the world around me is burning, right? And so I have been able to find peace even in the many storms that life has put my way because I recognize that the outcome of what it is that I'm surviving is an outcome of me being in alignment. And whether that is me struggling or me thriving, whether that's me operating at a high or operating at a low or finding my soulmate, I can feel confident in what it is that I'm attracting towards me because I'm operating from a place of alignment. And so that's what we can control. We can't control people, places, and circumstances. We can just control the way that we show up. We can control the way that we respond and the way that we react. And that is the ultimate control. Everything else, understand, it will translate how it's supposed to. And it is what it is. And we are exactly where it is that we're supposed to be in this life. And that's how I deal with feelings of helplessness. And sometimes it does create anxiety. I'm not going to pretend that I don't deal with the anxiety of recognizing, like, if I want a specific outcome, it's a big deal if I don't get the outcome that I want. But all that I can really do to, you know, operate in a place that's like adaptive and aligned is focus on how I'm showing up, how I think that I should be showing up in a way that aligns me to the things that I desire in this life. And the way that I believe where I can have no regrets and no remorse about how I show up is showing up authentically, showing up in alignment, showing up in my truth, and that often also means showing up unapologetically. And may the cards fall where they may. In any case, that was the conversation that I wanted to have with you for today. Food for thought for you. Now, before letting you go, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that we will be going live at least twice a month. Every month, you can buy a single ticket or you can take a look at one of our package plans. Yes, we do offer package plans over and above our live events, as well as access to webinars and workshops largely focused on self-mastery over and above those events. So check it out. Be part of our Game Changer community, being part of the change that you want to see, allowing us a small role to play in your journey. We are on the road to 1K, so we invite you to follow us across all of our social media platforms and look forward to chatting with all of you very soon. We'll talk to you.